Well, back to the podcast. Welcome back. It's the Modern Day Muslim Podcast. I was just in the middle of listening to Zulf showing off how he has to do some big gig tomorrow for the one and only repeat winner for the Liberal Party, Iqra Khalid.
Yeah,
I'm Asfar. Zulf was too busy
trying
to introduce himself because he was talking about his gig tomorrow.
Guys. This is Zulf Ali. And with Asfar Ali and a Modern Day Muslim podcast.
Very special occasion. We're in his Mustang.
The Mashallah Mustang.
It's Mashallah. We're actually in this Mustang. I've sat in it probably two times.
And drove it once.
I drove it once, and man, this thing is powerful. It runs on Zum-Zum, man. Like, it's got special fuel in
there,
man.
You just made it into a Mazda, bro.
The holy water. Yeah, but Zulf, you know what? We should just get right to it, man. We got some big gigs. Let's talk about the past gig. Last week, we were hitting up Georgian College. The Desi Comedy Show.
Thanks to Yux. Thanks to Josh for hooking up with the gig for us.
Yux Comedy.
Yeah, we were part of the... Yux reached out to us to do a Desi Nation comedy show out at Georgian College. So we were sponsored by Yux to do that show. I was hosting. Asfar was middling and our friend Rajat was the closer.
That's his name.
Rajat.
I call him everything except Rajat. I call him Rajiv. I call him Rajpin. I call him Rajiv. Rotten Raj. Ragnipa. And then he's like, my name. I go, doesn't really matter. No one
it was knows. A good gig. It was a great gig. It was fire.
I didn't know Brary had brown people.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
These are like right off the boat.
Like fobs.
Like their boat got redirected from Vancouver, the Punjabis, and hit Barrie.
I think they were going to England and then they ended up in Barrie.
Yeah, buddy, these guys were straight, like, yeah.
Like, they couldn't speak English. They were speaking to us in Punjabi.
And when Zulf is saying they can't speak English, that means they can't speak English. Because Zulf's English, as we all know, is...
Yeah, because the guy... No, Cherry, I didn't tell you. First of all, the guy, the promoter, his name was...
Aram?
No, Hang on. Arman Singh. But he called himself Armin, like Armin Van Buren. So, and then he had blonde hair because he colored his hair. I was like, bro, they would have let you in with black hair too. You didn't have to color your hair.
Why did he color his hair?
I don't know. I think
weird.
And he was like, what did he tell us? He's like, I'm ladies man. But he had no game.
Yeah, he said that the ladies liked him, but there was no ladies at the show. Except for these two
white girls
that, you know, we were kind of picking on the whole show.
Yeah, we had like 20 brown folks and two white girls who were just happened to be there to listen to comedy. And then we had to switch from English to Hindi again and again.
Oh, but then...
And then we just said, fuck it. We just said, let's do it.
You didn't care, man.
I didn't care. I was like,
but
yo.
The good thing is that Zulf made a brown man's dream come true. He did what every brown guy wishes they could do. He actually let a brown guy hook up with a white girl.
Yeah, I did.
Zulf had achieved the impossible.
Tell
him about it.
Yeah, so this guy, I was doing crowd work, and halfway through, this guy's like, my name is Bajaj, and I was like, wait, the Bajaj? And if anybody doesn't know in the podcast, Bajaj is a big family out in India.
Rich.
They are multi-billionaires. They actually own the Honda motorcycle dealership, distribution rights, and dealerships. And let me tell you how rich they are. Honda or Bajaj dealership. It's known as Bajaj Honda.
And they have their name in front of the Honda.
Yeah, that's it. And their most popular bike is called Hero Honda. Like, if it's
Are you serious?
I swear to God, it's not even called Honda Hero. It's called Hero Honda.
Yeah, so
he was there. He's like, yo, well, we have some funds in it. Like, we have certain shares in it. So I was like, man, I told these girls. I was like, yo, this guy is multi-billionaire. Ditch whoever you are with. And then I convinced the guy to get up and ask these girls'
Bajaj!
Number. And then he did it. And that was the best part. He got the nerves.
So slick.
He got the godas. He went up there and then he's like, yo, can I get your number?
He took the ball that was from his turban and put it in his hand and walked over. I don't know how you... It was all you, buddy. I don't know how you did it, but you were like... you were doing God's work.
Bro, it was so much fun. The room was so much fun. And yeah, we had, even you were crushing it, bro.
But you know, my favorite part was the headliner. So I had never seen the headliner. But what's every second word was what?
Kutte ka lan.
What does that translate to?
A dog's dick.
Every second word. And it was so funny because even though he was using the word excessively, it made sense in every situation because he talked about how he came from India. And in India, what do they have? The load management, not the Kawhi Leonard version, but where they...
The hydro, there's no light.
They turned the light off. So remember he said that one joke where the light didn't go off for 4 days and you're scared to turn it off because if you didn't, it wouldn't come back on? Like, it was so funny listening to his stuff. And then when he first saw a condom commercial and then his aunt tried to block the television...
Yeah, when he jumped for it.
His quadriplegic aunt got up and got feeling in her leg and blocked the TV so he couldn't see
it. Nobody should watch Condom Ad! And then he jumped for the TV. That was hilarious. And this whole act out was just phenomenal. It was a perfect storm, guys. It was an awesome show. And shout out again to Yux and Josh out there for hooking that gig for us. And they want us back. They want us back in the new season.
Yeah, but I emailed the guy, man, and I haven't heard back from him, man.
Yeah, we'll get paid. Don't worry, man. We'll get paid.
I hope so, man. We're not getting paid in rupees. Yeah, no. You know, I want dollar bills, bro.
I did ask him in the text message, like,
did you?
Dollar so-and-so, yeah, and he's like, yes.
Rajat or Rajit, he wouldn't know the difference, man. Yeah, he'd be like, fly back to India, he'd be rich.
Which is so ironic. Talking about Rajat, he is actually now, he moved from...
Where did he come from?
Chandigarh.
That's it, Chandigarh.
Which is in India. It's a small place. It's a small village. From there
Where did he go? Calgary?
Quebec.
Quebec.
And he ended up in Montreal. From Montreal, he moved to Toronto. He works for Uber Eats as a data analytical person. Did he say that? Uber? Did he say Uber? Yeah.
Was it?
And does data analytical work for them. And now he's going to Manitoba.
Manitoba for eBay?
For eBay. And this is the best
part.
Sounds
very suspicious.
His sister... landed and got a job at Google right off the bat.
And you know, Zolf's like such a harami, so I go, what kind of job do you think she does? And he's like, she's a janitor, for sure. Yes. And I go, but I'd rather be a Google janitor than a regular janitor, right? Like, a Google janitor is still a better job title than just a janitor, because you put Google in front of anything and it's better, like...
It's like Bajaj.
Google. Yeah. Bajaj, motor parts.
Yeah.
Right? And better than just motor parts, but like, Google... toilet cleaner. Like, that just sounds good. Like, it sounds like an app.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was shocked. Like, he is a smart guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His jokes like, are very funny. Yeah, his writing was amazing.
And when we were talking too in the car, I was like, this guy's just so chill.
But I loved it when he was cussing out. And
every second word, man.
No, when he was talking to us in the car on the drive back, and then he kept, how brown people emphasize on the word, the R word a lot. Like we go monitor. We don't say desktops, we say dextops. We don't say account executive, we say account executive. I'm like, that's fucked up. But then he kept saying, motherfucker! And I was like, dying.
He was using a word, and I'm like, he knows what it means. He doesn't know how to pronounce it. Like you. I go, you know, you say a word, and then you'll be like, and then the destination.
Destination.
No, but your guys' English is, it's great. It's just, you guys still have a little... But that's what makes it unique, right?
No, but that was the part we were getting at. That's a great segue because when we met Armin Van Buuren or Armand, then he's like, are you the trio? I'm like, what? Are you the trio? I'm like, you mean trio? He's like, yeah. You're the trio, right? Yo, bro, he's like the trio. He's like, you guys are the trio. And I'm like...
I would have ripped him.
He's like, you're the three must...
Hassan Chaudhry, where are you? Correct this guy. Shout out for Hassan Chaudhry, man. That guy in his... Oh, man.
I'm going tomorrow to do his Bollywood sketch, bro.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, bro. Because when he... if you guys don't know Hassan Chaudhry, what's his handle, bro? It changes every day.
Hassan is the one.
Okay, finally, something easier. Because before Hassan, it was so complicated. It was like Chaudhry Sahib. And you spelt it so complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's Hassan is the one. Thank God. But yeah, he does these sketches where they watch... What, you guys watch a Bollywood clip and you diss it?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be like...
And he's like potty mouth, right?
Oh, buddy,
he's got a lot of dark humor. He has no... He makes fun... He body shames people. he's a total...
No limits!
He's a kutte ka lad.
No limits. He's just a kutta.
He's just a kutta.
Looking for the
lad. Dog.
Looking for... He has no limit. Speaking of limits, there is no limits for this podcast. Big announcement. December 21st, we are gonna be at the... Okay, listen...
I don't like saying IRS because then it sounds like the IRS.
Right.
Like, I can't. So, RIS, right? The RIS conference. RIS. Reviving Islamic. Because I always say IRS, and Zal's like, I'll be out. Are we in tax trouble again? I go, no, we're not getting paid. Because when I say it, it sounds like IRS, but it's RIS. So, we're going to be doing the live podcast there on the 21st. And then we're going to be hosting a wicked game show, the win, loser, draw. And we're going to be opposing hosts for the different teams. So, you know, it's going to be crazy. Like, Zal's done the Halal Food Fest. He's blown out of the park with the family feud.
The family food.
Family food. So yeah. This win, loser, draw.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. So come out for that. December?
21st, 22nd, I hope so.
Yeah, 21st, 22nd.
Time, we're kind of, you know how it is.
It'll be on DST, DC Standard Time.
Yeah, so. We're going to figure it out, and stuff's going to happen from there. So, you know, speaking of what's happening, we're coming to a close. It's 2019. It's wrapping up. So before we actually do the year in review podcast or what happened, what do you think is like the biggest event that the world has seen so far in 2019? Mind you, we still have like 3 weeks to go.
Raptors winning, bro.
Okay, good. That was the answer.
Yeah.
That's big for us. I think even for the world.
Bro, so Raptors broke all the records in terms of sales of merchandise because entire Canada bought their merchandise.
You're right. Like
it wasn't just a state.
Even I couldn't buy a hat. And I'm a huge Raptors fan. Like Zolf had to pre-order.
Yeah, so we pre-ordered and we got it after 6 weeks.
God.
And by that time, everybody had the hats. Which yeah, was like...
It's everyone's.
Yeah, and then they had offers with a shirt and and the hat. And I was like, oh, should've just gone with this. This is cheaper, too.
No, but you wanted... Because you know what? You were buying it. You called me during the end of the fourth quarter when they were about to win. And you're like, what's this guy talking about? And then he gets... And I'm like, oh my God, he's right. Because I tried to go on. Sold out everywhere, yeah. Man. And I was so upset. But yeah. That's the biggest news, man. Like, I think so far. Like, I know there's other things that people probably talk about, like, when it comes to the world and stuff, but...
Yeah, like, Flint, Michigan, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and Michael Jackson's abuse allegations. Yeah, R. Kelly. And...
But for us, because we live in the T-Dot, we're in Canada.
It's the Raptors, baby.
It's the Raptors. That trumped. You know what I mean? Like, the Raptors, and even you see this year, it's not a fluke.
No.
Because right now they're like, 15-6? Mind you, they lost two in a row.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to determine how...
They're still trying to show that, we are the champions.
Yeah, they're still trying to determine how they're going to win post Kawhi, which they are doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And I think that was just... It was amazing. But you know what's amazing? Something that I found out, which I never would have thought... Maybe in our culture, you would think. But guess what? The name Muhammad cracked... The list.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, top 10 baby names.
In the U.S.
For boys. It's number 10. Bro, it slipped right in there. Number 10.
Wow.
I got confused. I thought it was a watch list. So I'm like, why aren't we number one? Right? Muhammad should be number one on the watch list for security. But then I'm like, this is insane, bro. Muhammad pushed his way in there, bro. We're number 10 on the
number
list.
Number 10, yo. We're number 10. That's wicked.
We pushed out.
I would still not call my kid Muhammad. I'm just saying that.
Me too, man. That's why you called your kid Adam.
Adam, I gave him a fighting chance.
And it's not even, you don't even do like the brown pronunciation. Like, you don't be like Adam. You're like, Adam, because you want to give him that chance.
Yo, on that thing, my wife hates it when I do that. Because she's like, his name is Adam. And I'm like, yeah. Adam. But outside, Adam. Eve. Yeah.
Yeah, but once you hear that, people are scared. They're like, God damn. Like, what are you saying? God damn or Adam? Adam.
Adam.
Why are you going to get... This is the most, like, confusing... Why are you going to give your kid a white name and pronounce it brown?
Yeah.
You want to give him the white name and pronounce it white, especially in Canada.
Yeah.
Because how do people pronounce your name? Like, Zolf, it's
Zolf.
No, but, like, when they see it for the first time, without you even saying, like, what's... The first thing that are they like, Zulf?
No,
like,
Zulf is easy. When they see the full name,
tell them your full.
So the full name is Zulfikar.
Tell them your full watch list name.
Yeah, the Zulfikar. It is actually on the watch list. It's Zulfikar, and I get a lot of renditions like.
And then the last name don't
Zulfikar. This was the best, Zulfikars? Bro. This was in Dubai. Somebody called me. They're like, "Is somebody here to see 12 fucker?" I'm like, 12 fucker? It's like, what? Somebody's here to see 12 fucker. I'm like,
what?
Bro, it's Zulfikar. How are they getting 12 fucker out of this?
Oh my God.
But I've heard Zulfikar. I've heard of Zulfikar, like the car, like with a C. Well,
okay, that's a little better than the 12.
The other one I've heard is Guelph. Did you say Guelph? I'm like, no, Zulf. And they're like, Guelph? I'm like, Zolf? Like, what did I say Guelph?
Okay, listen, if your name isn't confusing enough, it's weird when you convert it to the slave name, like Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
So Zolf, for this is the best, his comedy name is an X. And he told me this is the best. I asked him, I go, buddy, can I ask you a question? Why do you have the Malcolm X in your name? Like, is this a tribute to the man? Or is this your slave name? Or like, what is this? And he's like, listen, Asfud, I don't want anybody from work knowing that
I don't talk like that.
And then, you know what's the funniest thing? This idiot did his first comedy show and 75 people from his work came. Yeah. I'm like, drop the X, bro. Drop the X marks the spot. People know where the spot is now. Because this guy, anytime he does a show, it doesn't matter. His boys will come through, bro.
Yo,
he
did this. Touchwood, yeah.
He did the show in Burlington for his boys he works with at his present company. I don't know if he wants to mention it. And is Mr. D listening right now? Does he have any complaints for the week?
No.
No? Okay, thank God.
You he just said no. He's like, where's your podcast?
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, I know, because sometimes Mr. D, like, we do push the limits on, like, race, and then we, you know, we
single. So while we're talking to Mr. D, I'm just going to do a quick segue here.
Oh, no. What do you have to
No. Him? Shout thank out him, to Maddie Z.
Oh, yeah, Maddie Z. Good shout
yo,
out.
He listens to her.
Tell people who he is.
Maddie Z is like one of our boys. He was like one of our main supporters in the beginning when we started comedy. He would always give us a chance to. He runs a musical open mic
night.
Oh,
I thought you were going to talk about his actual artist profile.
No, I'm going to do that too. But he always gave us a spot at doing open mics, and he would give us 10 minutes. Every single time. Maddie's is like one of the coolest guys to hang out with. He just released his album. Had a major blowout party. We didn't get no invite. Fuck you.
You honestly didn't know the name of that album. That was the best. He just released his album. Looked at me, asked for what his
name was. Yeah, I was like, yo, what's his name?
Something Maddie Z? Zaddy?
Zaddy is the end. So he has actually made a comment saying, he knows more about the Islamic religion than we do because we don't fact check our stuff.
We never do. Yeah, we don't fact check.
So my boy Ricky told me, he's like, Maddie Z told me he loves your podcast. I'm like, okay.
Why do we need to fact check?
Like, I think he didn't say love. I think he said he likes your podcast. I'm like, okay.
No, I have Ricky, the comments. Yeah. I have the comments. No, he loves it.
He's like, however, these guys don't fact check shit when they talk. He's like, I know more about the Islamic religion.
No, but we're fact checking.
So Maddie Z, bro,
we're fun and a mentalist.
Yeah.
We're not fundamentalists, we're fun mentalists.
Right. And it's again the concept of two different castes, right? We have the Sunnism and then the Shiism. I'm trying to sound cooler here.
Okay,
hence you probably don't know those concepts, you probably know the generalized view. But yes, yeah, absolutely.
Go eat a carrot. Maddie Z, go eat a carrot. You ultra corrective vegan, go eat a carrot, man. Leave us alone. Our own people are giving us a hard time, but now we don't need no vegan giving us a hard time.
But thanks out everybody.
Everybody does say that. Like even Ricardo's like, do you? No, we kind of. We leave it up to the audience.
Yeah.
To do the research. We put it out there, and if you're influenced by our opinion without doing the fact check, that's your problem.
Your problem. You're the idiot.
You need to do some research. We don't need to do the research because like, we're putting out our opinion.
I heard those guys on that podcast, MDM. They
you know
like,
who it is? It's those people.
It's those people.
Don't
you people.
Like,
you it's you people.
You people who don't do your research and leave it to us. Okay, maybe that's what Don Cherry was talking about.
I'm not gonna lie, man. The poppy sales in Brampton shot up after that, man. People are like in Brampton, like, yo, I think am I gonna lose my citizenship with you people?
But you know what's so funny? Who cares about him anymore?
Yeah, no,
how long
he's
has
done.
It been?
Well, been no, a month.
Has it been like two? But like that just shows the impact he had. No one cares about the
no
guy.
No one cares at the end of the day.
Like no one's like, I'm not gonna watch hockey or hockey night in Canada because you know you had your time done. Now you're out of here.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. Which tells us.
And I guess we're gonna move on, man, because we gotta hit up a show.
Yeah, we're at a show. Our boy is running a Desi talent show tonight in Brampton, so we're gonna be doing that.
Sandeep.
Big shout out to Sunny Divana. And all the people who are listening to the podcast, thank you. Please pass on the word, subscribe, like, and share
Maddie
the podcast.
Maddie Z, maybe you can come on the podcast one day.
Yeah,
and
correct
tell us about us, our religion, and we'll tell you about how to play music. You know what we're going to do, man? We're going to tell you the proper way to play music. That's our pact.
Anyways, we're gone, man. All right, guys. I'm Zolf Ali.
I'm Asfur.
Assalamu alaikum.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.